Have you ever encountered a single idea that completely changed everything? In 1871, medical student William Osler discovered Thomas Carlyle's wisdom. Our grand business undoubtedly is not to see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand. This revelation propelled him to become the father of modern medicine by focusing on what he called day-tight compartments. Living fully in today without yesterday's burdens or tomorrow's anxieties. This approach isn't just medical wisdom, but a life philosophy embraced by luminaries across fields. In our distraction-filled digital era, where studies show most people spend nearly half their time mentally elsewhere, learning to win each day has never been more crucial. What if mastering today could transform your entire life? To win today, you must release yesterday. Queen Victoria, after losing her husband Albert, spent her remaining 14,283 days in perpetual mourning, living half a life. While grieving matters, we must eventually move forward or become prisoners of our past. The stories we tell ourselves shape our reality. When Martin Luther King Sr. changed his name and his son's from Michael to Martin Luther, he was claiming a new destiny. Your life narrative holds similar power. I have learned to kiss the wave that throws me against the rock of ages. Charles Spurgeon's words reveal that our obstacles aren't our enemies. Often, we are. Joseph Merrick, the Elephant Man, despite extreme deformities and cruel treatment, remained happy every hour of the day. Instead of merely seeking escape from difficulties, ask, "What have you come to teach me?" Spurgeon embodied this wisdom. At 22, a false fire alarm at his service caused deaths and injuries. Though unjustly blamed and plagued by depression, he transformed this pain into purpose by helping others in despair. Life's experiences shape our reflexes, from nervous laughter to sarcasm. Without forgiveness, we lose our emotional range of motion. Let your challenges become stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. Mark Twain allegedly advised that if you have to eat a live frog, do it first thing in the morning. And if you have two frogs, eat the biggest one first. This metaphor represents tackling your most difficult task immediately. How you begin sets the tone for everything that follows. While Admiral McRaven emphasized making your bed to start with a completed task, and Mark Wahlberg rises at 2:30 a.m., the key isn't mimicking others, but establishing sustainable rituals. Choreographer Twyla Tharp begins each day by hailing a cab to the gym. The ritual isn't the workout, but the cab, making her routine repeatable. Our morning routines actually begin the night before. Following the Jewish tradition where days begin at sundown, this counterclockwise rhythm offers a fresh start daily, a little death when we sleep and resurrection when we wake. Within even the most hurried mornings lie holy moments that you don't find, you make. Try habit stacking. Couple easy habits with more disciplined ones, like reading scripture while enjoying coffee. The formula works wonders. The Holy Spirit plus caffeine equals awesome. David Blaine's 17-minute breath-holding record on Oprah came from months of daily practice, 44 minutes each morning despite headaches and weight loss. This illustrates that excellence isn't magical, but mundane. We often attribute extraordinary achievements to innate talent rather than persistent effort. This cult of genius wrongly excuses others' success as genetic luck while justifying our mediocrity. In reality, most achievements are possible through sufficient time, effort, and strategy. Even Michael Phelps gained his edge by practicing when others rested. Excellence comes from doing small, ordinary things consistently right. In 1848, the first Niagara Gorge suspension bridge began with 15-year-old Homan Walsh winning a kite-flying contest. That single kite string led to increasingly stronger lines, eventually becoming a cable supporting millions of crossings. The lesson? Don't despise small beginnings. Those who claim they'll give or serve more when they have more resources miss the point. If you aren't making small sacrifices now, you aren't prepared for bigger opportunities. Our church's now massive missions program started with just $50. Little by little, habits change and dreams materialize. John Wooden's UCLA Bruins won 10 NCAA championships from 1964 to 1975. Beyond his coaching success, Wooden showed remarkable character at Indiana State by refusing to participate in a tournament that banned black players, leading to Clarence Walker becoming the first African American in collegiate postseason basketball. Wooden lived by a 7-point creed, including, "Make each day your masterpiece." To win the day, you must first define what winning means to you, as many climb the ladder of success only to find it against the wrong wall. True success means doing the best you can with what you have where you are. Start by detailing your ideal regular day, not a vacation day. To create daily masterpieces, appreciate each day's miracle, from traveling millions of miles through space to taking thousands of breaths. Like Wooden teaching recruits proper sock wearing to prevent blisters, success is built from small, seemingly trivial details that compound into something significant. Olympic gold medalist Rowdy Gaines, who started competitive swimming late at 17, swam 20,000 miles in 50-meter increments around the world for a race that lasted 49 seconds. We overestimate what we can accomplish in a year, but underestimate what can happen in decades. Those 2 daily pages will become a book. Those 600 daily swings will produce home runs. What small discipline might transform your life if practiced consistently? This principle applies across all domains. When pursuing a marathon, success comes not from wishful thinking, but from downloading a training plan and completing those 475 miles over 6 months. Remember, you don't choose how your story starts, but you absolutely determine how it ends. What seemingly insignificant step might you take today that could become the foundation of something remarkable tomorrow? Life transforms when we treat each day as a sacred experiment. Thomas Shepard urged making new experiments spiritually, while Frank Laubach's 1930 Game with Minutes sought constant God awareness, leading to his most completely successful day of feeling Christ's presence. The key insight? We grow closer to Christ by dedicating more time. During a Galapagos trip, I found my life motto on a Sprite can, "Otro día, otra aventura." Another day, another adventure. While not every day involves swimming with sea lions, even ordinary days are extraordinary. We're on a planet spinning through space at incredible speeds. Scripture reminds us, "This is the day that the Lord has made." With persistence and God's presence, you can achieve almost anything. You've got this because God's got this. Go win the day.